At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One thing I will say, he ain't got much right this episode, but fingering is a lost art.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
it's a lost art.
Now we gotta get back to it.
We gotta get back to it. Yes. The game's gone. The kids are running around with zombie knives.
Amen.
Like the VARs mess up everything, and as soon as it's like since we stopped fingering,
everything went left.
Everything just went left.
Yeah, man.
So that's all I want to say.
I know that's one of the best chants, though.
United, yeah. United.
Yeah, it's cold. It's serious.
That chant
it is serious.
Yeah, you are from.
No, but you know
you
what?
Are from clubs with no songs.
Chelsea,
you're from a club with
Chelsea,
British.
Chelsea.
Do you know who's got
what's
the best
Arsenal's?
One,
Arsenal.
Do you know who's got a sick
Arsenal,
one?
Arsenal. Arsenal.
Arsenal. Come on, you Irons.
United.
Yeah, it's do you know who's got the best one? Yorkshire, but it's not, it's for their whole area.
Who's Yorkshire?
Yorkshire. They scream it.
Leeds, isn't it?
Yorkshire.
All Liverpool's ones are songs.
Wait, guys, pivots. Come on.
Yeah, we got this. All right, crowd.
Can we get quiet in the back, please?
Shut on the motor.
Bench is misbehaving.
I thought I was late. I sprinted.
Welcome back to Filthy 2026. Donny back in the building. Full squad. I want to let you know, though, we publish new football content every week. Be sure to subscribe, ring the bell. Do not miss out. Filthy 2026 is special. Carabao Cup, my favourite competition.
Before we get on to that, Steve obviously meditating.
You're yeah, right.
What's going on? You've been to an interesting place over the Christmas period.
So I went to the Magic Circle. I've been training to be a magician. It's just a school for elite magicians. Like if you pass that, then you're in the Magic Circle, which many like dynamos in there.
Oh, Mandrake.
Dick and Dom.
What have you learned?
Mandrake.
So fast,
remember Mandrake?
Defenders of the Earth, defenders.
Ain't that Harry Potter? That's a move in Harry Potter.
My question is, on. What has
isn't
he got
that,
for us?
You remember in Dexter's Laboratory, wasn't he the-
Mandark.
Mandrake's master of spells and illusions. Mandrake.
They scream when
defenders
you put him up.
Defenders of the Earth.
Yeah, literally.
Don's asked a very interesting question.
What have you learned so far?
What have I learned so far?
Yeah.
So a few of us magicians at the school call it the Jedi mind trick. So, right.
Go on.
Right. Lippy.
Go on, then.
Actually, no, not Lippy. Lippy. Dan, I know you like magic. You're a Harry Potter fan, so this would be
I'm
more.
I'm a wizard.
Then. Yeah, he's a wizard.
Dan, right. Think of a number in your head between 1 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Double it.
Mm-hmm.
Times it by 2.
This is just maths, by the way. This is just maths.
Wait. Times it by 2.
It gets all round to the same number.
Double it.
And
times it by 2.
I respect it, though.
Double it, and then so times it by 4.
Just double it, and then times it by 2.
So times it by 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep that number.
Yeah.
Think of a country beginning with the letter D. No one help him. Keep it in your head.
Got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was quick. Think of the letter, second letter of that country.
Yeah.
Think of an animal that starts with that.
Yeah.
You got it already?
Got it.
You have got it. Oh my God. It's an elephant.
Nope.
It's
an ostrich.
See, he's a G.
You picked another country.
I picked Dagestan.
Yeah.
I picked Dagestan.
That's what I'm saying. Don't say Denmark. If you don't say Denmark, yeah. Make it. I say Dagestan as well.
I pick Dagestan,
bro. I recognize Dagestan.
And the animals are anteater.
I went Dominica.
Did you say Dominica? I knew
it.
I've
seen this one too much. Right. I've seen it way too much.
Listen, one
I'm
second.
I'm not having that, bro.
So I picked up his brainwave, yeah, which I'm not totally fully into it at the moment. I'm getting there, but yeah, that's where I've been. So it doesn't really matter. You can move on.
You are never allowed to say anything.
Okay? That is not even a magic trick. You, what? No experiments. No nothing. You haven't learned anything.
I'm getting there.
He said the Jedi mind trick was the first trick he learned.
How long have you been there?
It's just a manipulator.
It's one lesson.
One lesson.
One lesson. Would you lot go back to school, like now, if you could?
100%. Yeah.
How long for?
Why?
You I'll matter. Be honest. I said a year off camera, I'll go back for the whole thing.
Whole four.
Year what? Seven to 11.
Really?
Wait,
yeah, 7 to 11.
Because I started at seven.
No, year seven. Year 7 to 11.
Nah, yeah, oh, year 7 to 11.
Secondary school.
Yeah. Not with kids before you lot try to... Hold on, Tuesday. Yeah. Hold on, all right, boys, we have to clear it up because they think we're saying we just want to go to school with kids. No, I'm saying with youths, like 91 and 92, we are now year 7 again. Until year 11, I'd love that.
Well, do you want this? Do you want your same the mind you got now? Or?
Obviously, yeah,
you're going now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would like to go back
that's
to school now.
Naughty, boy.
Why is that naughty? What?
Got a 30-odd-year-old man's mind in there.
No, but it's only us in the school, you madman, bro. What's wrong with
you? All the students are our age, but we can wife the teachers now. We can wife them.
I'm bunking, bro.
I'll still bunk.
You wouldn't bunk from that school. I don't think I'd bunk from school.
I'll go back.
But Lippy, you're saying our age group goes back.
Yeah,
right?
Our age group goes back.
Or if we could go back to school, but as us now. But then again, it depends.
I'd go back to my French class. I'll sit next to one girl called Keisha, bro. I'm even looking for my drink.
A lot
bro.
Of our school me. Year, when you see them on Facebook and that, looking they're not tired. Looking so great, innit?
Tired.
I respect you for being honest.
Whoever was the loudest then,
it's a little
meow.
Bit. It's a little
it's
bit.
It's the other way around.
The ladies was in a my school maintain, you know.
Blossom.
Claremont. We've done our thing, man. We, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, no, they lovely.
I miss fingering.
I saw you went to an all-boys school.
You went to an all-boys school?
Bro, nah.
What are you talking about?
I done half and half.
I'll be real. I've never stopped that.
No, Lips, I haven't stopped. I'm definitely someone that continues to finger. I appreciate all techniques, I think, all of that.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm just saying.
I did it for a minute, you know?
Yeah, nice.
Exactly. No, listen. I'm just saying, if you still do it, fair play. Do you?
Do what?
You know what we're talking about. I'll keep saying it.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Can I say something? I saw, hold on.
What, one figure?
No, I'm sorry.
Boys, hold on.
Right, you're getting crazy.
Boys, listen.
That's a G-spot.
I don't even want to take full credit for this because I saw it on a YouTube video. Someone reminded me. Do you remember we always used to refer to 2026 on the show? We always used to refer to it. It's here now, and I think this is it. We've just gone full idiot. Yeah, we've gone mad.
No, but you know what it is? I think we needed to.
Nah, we did a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's right. Yeah. Maybe he's right about fingering.
Man had to take the handbrake off.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
It's still here, but bring
when
it
did,
back.
When did it get called fingering again? Back from, because you know, you
it
get
goes
older,
away and it comes.
Yeah,
back.
It goes away and it's called like a foreplay and
yeah,
like,
I hear you. It
just got mixed foreplay, in with everything
it's
else.
It's called foreplay, isn't it? Like
foreplay.
That's oxygen.
Fingering's not foreplay, you know, because you can finish on fingering.
Really?
Well, you finish.
Like, no, I'm saying.
Man, didn't remember the word peace. They used to get peace.
Peace.
Do you remember that? Remember that?
Peace is cold.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Peace is cold.
Like feel ups and that.
Yeah. Feel
ups. Peace.
Dry sex as well, maybe.
You like that?
Bring back.
Underrated.
You get peace.
It is.
Underrated.
Boys.
Yeah. Conduct.
We're talking about foreplay and all kind of madness. Shall I tell you the truth?
Feel up king.
This could only happen. This could only happen when it says Carabao Cup on my screen.
Spelt wrong, by the way.
This cup, exactly. It says Caribou Cup. Some South American version. There's four teams left. Pretty serious teams. Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle, and Man City. It's my favourite competition, as I said before.
Why?
Why?
Because it's so important. Look
what?
It is just the greatest.
Who wants that the most out of those four teams?
Newcastle. No,
Arsenal. I think Arsenal.
Arsenal still.
Arsenal need a trophy.
I think Liam Rossinho needs that.
Do not let Pep get that. Every time he gets that, he wins the league, bro. Every time.
Gives them a little
it's
boost.
It's a trophy, though. It's a trophy. Yeah. No?
Yeah.
But man, don't rate the Carabao.
I don't rate it.
And they're going for Gaye as well.
We said at the start of this season on this show that the cup's a cup now. We said a cup is a cup.
But behind the camera, everyone was disagreeing.
Silverware.
Yeah, man. Especially now, like, look at that. Them four teams there that were left in it, Newcastle, Chelsea, City, Arsenal, all strong teams, all on their day can beat each other. Like, it's not how it used to be.
Who you reckon, if you had to choose who's going to win it, who are you going for?
It's a cup. It's really, it's a
yeah, like, but who do you reckon, if you had to pick out of them four, who are you putting your money on?
If I had to put my money on it, which I ain't got much, Don, I would say...
well, you paid it to the median.
Yeah, you see that? Crazy. House been spooky since that.
Bro,
mate.
I can imagine.
I'd probably go Chelsea, you know.
New gaffer bounce.
I just feel like they've Loons, been winning cups. Like, a few of the cups they've been in recently over the recent years,
they win
they've
cups.
Been winning.
Chelsea win trophies, bro.
Last domestic trophy 7 years ago.
Who's?
Chelsea.
What?
2018, you lost three finals to Liverpool.
FA Cup or League Cup.
No, forget that.
I swear you man won everything. Didn't they win the World Cup?
Saying they haven't won one since. Like,
that's what he does. He puts stipulations in everything.
That's a domestic.
Just to make his
this
point.
Is a domestic cup. It's a domestic cup we're talking about. Last time they won one is 2018, 7 years ago.
Giant stuff since then.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'd have said cups.
You don't have that one, man.
Well, you wouldn't take that, Lippy. Really?
I think you're playing.
You're locked on the Prem.
I think we'll rest, man, in that fixture.
Really?
Depending on who we got in the Prem that week, in one of them legs, bro, we will prioritise the Prem. 100%.
I think that's where Arsenal go wrong, though, because Pep takes that cup very serious.
Right, here's a question, though. Last few years, it's always been big teams in the finals, yeah? Is that because those teams are just the best teams in the league, or is it because teams are beginning to pay it some respect?
Oh, there's a third option as well. I think because someone with such high elk as Pep Guardiola, he had so much respect in that trophy. He won it so much. He's won it so much times, isn't it? That everyone else could remember Wenger used to put the kids at. And then everyone followed that suit, put their kids at.
But it's a
now
big,
Pep takes it serious.
It's a big trophy though. No. Why would we
think it is, but
it's not
genuinely. Why
it's not a big
Premier
trophy.
League, FA Cup. What's the third domestic cup? Carabao Cup?
Yeah.
But it's a big cup, bro.
Yeah, but it's like the Copa del whatever. It's the third one. Yeah,
you get I've never seen the Copa del Rey trophy ever in my life.
Wembley, it's a big day out. You're at Wembley.
The final's in March or something.
Like February.
Pepsi, there you go. So it's like you remember when we played Sunday League. That would be
I'm
like
a Saturday
the count,
player still.
Back in the day, I'm talking when we was youth. That'll be like
County Cup
exactly.
But then is it not silverware though?
No, but that's what I was about to say. My one of my County Cup wins, I think we was under 13. Bro, that's my favourite match ever, bro. Yeah, bro. County Dude. Cup. What's wrong?
No, I'm saying, well, you ain't won nothing as
that. What are you talking about? I'm saying that's my favourite thing that I won. And it was, and I'm just...
Mindset? Even under 13s, it's a mindset thing.
I'm the most recent football winner here, bro. Don't do this. I won something the other day, bro. Don't do this.
I ain't seen it.
What do you mean? I'll bring the medal next time. Don't do this, bro.
All right, you know what, boys? It seems like we're trying to dissect what we think about this cup. It's not about us. I think the teams, the managers, the Peps have taken it serious. Let's ask the question, why?
As a fan, we're all football fans here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are we all here at the table saying, so if I said to you, Lippy, at the start of the season, Carabao Cup, you can have it. Yes or no? You taking it or not?
Obviously, yeah. That's
my point, though. It's a silverware.
Yeah, but you're not given an alternative.
That's no context. Like,
I hear that. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, would you rather not have a trophy or have a trophy?
Yeah. So, but you have to apply a context.
That don't count, man.
I take it. As far as I'm concerned, any cup that I'm in, Carabao FA, it's old school British. It's Carabao Cup. What's that?
Milk Cup. Carling Cup.
But what I'll say is this. It might not be the cup that anyone talks about. No one really talks about that cup like that.
It's got three handles, Dan.
But, it has got three handles. But what it does do, it gives you a little, I think it gives the team that wins it a springboard.
Yes.
That you build off
momentum.
It.
But every game you play, you want to win. Even down to friendlies. Like, that's no question.
But some games you don't care if you win. Like, if your manager goes with a weaker team, then he doesn't really care.
Nah,
if he
but
wins.
I don't think it's necessarily about not caring about it. It's just that when you compare it to other competitions, obviously it isolated by itself. Of course, every competition you're in, you want to win, bro.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Yeah, like I hear it in terms of, for example, I hate to say it, but Arsenal, you lot are challenging for the Premier League, right? That's your priority, 100%. Champions League, these are your two priorities. For you guys, a Carling Cup could potentially be a game that you don't really want to play.
Because you know it is. As much as you say that, though, we don't want to lose to Chelsea.
Of
and
course.
Say we beat them, and, we don't want to lose to whoever's in the final as well.
And my point I want to make is, right, where we at? What is that? The quarters or semis? Where you're at the semis, you might as well go for it. But what I'm thinking is, for example, I'm just going to remove Arsenal and City for 1 second because you guys are challenging for the title. For all the other 18 clubs in the Premier League, as far as I see it, that's a trophy to win.
No, take Liverpool out as well.
No. You're here with us. You're with me now. You should be sitting here.
No.
Bro, it doesn't matter. No. But I hear it in terms of like, just in terms of like, there's cups, I don't want to relate to SC Dons, but there's cups that we're in where it's like, we could do without playing today, yeah? That might be how a Carling Cup feels.
To some players.
But me, talking about Arsenal, yeah, because you man haven't won a cup for a minute, I'm thinking, put that in the cabinet.
Yeah, momentum, yeah. It's momentum.
Yeah. Do you know
you're right, Don, you're right.
Big day out for the fans.
It's momentum as well, it's momentum. The players fall back, they're winners.
There must be a financial reward.
But if I was to say to you, would you rather the league or the Carling Cup? You're going to say league.
I'd take the Carling Cup.
Would you take second or the Carling Cup?
Would you take FA Cup or the Carling Cup?
FA Cup. Would you take second or the Carling Cup?
No, you're taking the Carling Cup.
But if you win the Carling Cup, you're not in Champions League spots no more.
No, bro.
That's when it gets mad.
So let me ask the question, Don. You seem like you got a lot of information on cups.
It's your own question.
It's my own question, yeah. What makes the FA Cup more lucrative than the Carabao Cup?
From just discussing it with my fellow players, the FA Cup, from what I understand, gets you automatic entry into the Europa League. Mm-hmm.
That is big.
That's what happened with United.
That's big, yeah? Carabao Cup also gets you, did you say Lippi Conference?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
It's Europe.
Or qualifying for Europa.
So I think the Carabao Cup's a big cup.
I think a major difference as well is that the final isn't at the end of the season. The FA Cup is like the last day, like, right, you get what I'm trying to say? So it's kind of like...
You might have all have a big game next week. Exactly. I hear it.
And the FA Cup has every team in the country, per se.
What's that? Where does
right
the Carabao Cup off? Where does it cut off?
I think cut us off...
EFL. League 2.
League, like, but when you by the time the Prem teams are in, it's just like Championship and Prem alone.
But do you know what I'll say? The other massive difference is the prize money.
Of course.
Now for FA
That's
Cup,
what I'm saying.
You get £2 million.
Oh, is that
for a Carabao Cup? You get 100 bags.
Is it?
You get Colt, you get...
And bare Red Bulls.
You get Seamus Coleman and a car.
That's a few Cancuns, you know.
That's more for like the club, but in terms of the Carabao Cup or any cup, why do players play football? To lift trophies. For example, you lot keep saying put Arsenal aside because they're focusing on the league and champs, but how many of them Arsenal players have lifted a trophy?
Exactly.
So shouldn't you want your players to experience that feeling, getting to a final,
but
winning
also,
it?
But also your fans, lifting your fans, it. Fans,
especially for Arsenal, this team here now, yeah, is quite inexperienced. And over the last few years, the inexperience is probably what's led them to always be finishing second. Right now, going to win cups, whether it's Carabao Cups, World Club Cups, all the rest of it, it's all experience. It's all experience in winning. So the fact that Arsenal fans... would turn their nose up at winning a trophy, any kind of trophy, it sums up why they keep finishing second and why they've got little club mentality.
That makes no sense.
They agree. They nodded.
Man said, because we want to win a bigger trophy. We got a small club
but
mentality.
But look, that's from a fan's perspective, yeah. Do you think that the players are sitting there thinking, we don't care about the Carabao?
Yeah, they are.
Do you think they're thinking
yep.
that? Don't you think that's mad though?
They care about every game, but they care about these games less than other games. It's natural. It happens.
Let me ask you a question then.
But why?
As an Arsenal fan, would you rather a domestic cup double or a Premier League?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Prem.
But the domestic cup, Prem's in the domestic cup double.
No.
Domestic cup, double. FA cup and
so Carabao. You're saying FA cup, Carabao cup or a Premier League, it's a Premier League.
Come on, bro, the Prem. I'd rather win the Prem once in 10 years, yeah, than the domestic cup double every year for 5 years.
It also comes down to what you said about the prizes. The prizes.
Yeah, but it's you got to be, like, let's be real. The last, who won the, who's the Carabao Cup
Newcastle.
Champion?
Newcastle,
yeah? What has that done for them?
Gave them a cup.
Bro, have you seen the fans?
Broski, saying that. Palace now. When they won the FA Cup, that was a madness.
No,
you had
it's
fans
the same.
Crying in that.
Same as Newcastle.
Share a cry.
First trophy for 70 years or something.
As much as I hear it, Newcastle, it hasn't...
7-0.
This is my thing, yeah? This is my personal opinion, innit? I don't think a club could go win the Carabao Cup and another player's going, yeah, you know what, I've got to get
You can't.
There.
You got 100 bags for it. You got 100 bags for it.
You know what? Okay, I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. So what was the first trophy Mourinho won?
I think it was the Carabao Cup, you know.
What was the first trophy Pep won?
I think it was the Carabao Cup.
So let me ask you, like, I'm just thinking.
That's a great point, Steve-O.
Trust me.
Yeah.
So why would they prioritise that if it meant nothing?
A man was just thinking. That's a great point, fam.
Those two, if you look at that Pep team and that Jose Mourinho team, I guarantee they were the best teams in the country by far.
But
at
it's
the time,
let me finish, bro.
They were the best teams in the country by far at that point. Whoever they played against in any competition would have got moved to in the month of February. Arsenal, we're not like that. We get to February in the title run and it's sticky. So we won't prioritise the Carabao.
You don't have the capacity to do the league.
I don't think we.
And that's what might come down to.
You don't have the capacity.
Yeah, we don't have the capacity. Literally.
Because as a mindset, should it not be that any competition we're in, I want to win?
No, 100%.
Realistically.
100%. But it's just, again, now it's different. I hear it now. Now we're going against Chelsea. We got a squad probably, maybe not as big as theirs, but quality-wise, we probably got as much, even more quality than
more.
You understand? Whereas we came across Newcastle last season and we said, you know what? Newcastle's a team we don't even really want to see in the Prem. So we'll kind of play in second gear and see what happens. Mm. They came out all guns blazing and killed us. They went on and won it.
United used to mash up everyone. In their day, used to mash them up. City in their day, mash them up. Chelsea in their day, mash up everyone.
Can I ask you this question? No, 2 seconds. It's a quick one. I know you're... But this is my thing, yeah? What do you think would have helped Newcastle more? They won the Carabao Cup. That happened. Oh, they got champions.
Yeah,
they
brother.
They got champs as well, yeah.
They got champions.
Trophy and champs.
That's a
beautiful season. Something. Better than
what
Palace.
What Newcastle were trying to do, they had to grab something.
So who needs this Carabao Cup more out of Chelsea and Arsenal?
Arsenal, bro.
It's a manager. It's a new manager. It's going to be a new manager versus a manager that needs something.
In fact, you know what, actually? Wait, let me think. You might be asking a good question because I can't see Chelsea winning the Premier League.
No, you can't.
That's what I'm saying. So you might need it more than Arsenal. It's just that because Arsenal have not been winning nothing for a minute, it's like, grab it. But
you know what it is? Success breeds success. So if Arsenal do get their hands on that first bit of silverware available,
bro, it's in the cabinet.
It's going to give them the...
It's in the cabinet. But that's why I'm asking Lippi as an Arsenal fan.
And Newcastle are worse now.
That's why I'm asking you, Lippi, as an Arsenal fan, where you're in the semi-finals now of the Carabao, as an Arsenal fan, are you saying, let's go for it?
Bro, do you not? Shall I tell you the truth, yeah? Before I even answer that, I was there for the first leg of the Newcastle Arsenal at the Emirates. And I was just sitting there enjoying Isak. And remember I told you I went primary school with Jacob Murphy. I taught him that whip. So I'm seeing my realistic,
I respect that still.
You understand, fam? So I'm like, no, but all jokes,
happens in the play.
No, but all jokes aside, it's a thing where you care until you're losing. It's one of them ones, like, it's kind of like.
You don't care till you're losing.
Nah, I think he's right.
Nah,
I think
you care until you're losing. Oh, when you got up, literally.
Remember my man at Barnet?
Bro,
he switched it.
It's the truth.
I hear it.
It's like, I was there. Yeah. I see Isak dance through three man.
Now you're losing. I don't care. Yeah, man can watch Isak.
If that's in the Prem now, I'm vexed. I'm steaming. Even if that's in the FA Cup, I'm vexed.
I hear it. It's just the Carabao.
And you just have to, and that's. I don't want to diss, like, I hope we beat, because it's Chelsea now, I hope we win, because we'll probably get City in the next round. I hope we win.
But this is what I'm saying, about this trophy for your club, especially your club, you don't have, like, certified winners. You've got potential winners, you've got champions elect, you lot are doing super dope. But I think you might need that feeling of
I agree.
It's just, even if it's a small, we are the best.
Yeah, 100%.
We need a small, we are the best in this. Best. Yeah, so then you go on to the next game and then you forward on and you walk with your chest held high.
You just lifted the trophy.
But you don't see Newcastle as winners though.
No, but they weren't in the title race. They're not in the title race. So I'm saying, because you are do you get what I mean? So your players with no league Arsenal winning experience.
I think Arsenal are under the most pressure here to win that. Because they are under a microscope. Like, the whole league is looking at them, looking for a weakness. And if you can find it in a Carabao Cup match, that'll do. Because then that's it. Like, it's all it's going to take. So I think they need to win it. If Chelsea don't win it, no one even knows what Chelsea's going to turn up half the time.
I feel like out of all four of them, Pep wants to win it.
Of course.
Pep wants to win that, you know.
Because he's hot, bruv. You know
he
why?
He win it,
because this is the thing. This is one thing I would say about an Arsenal, yeah? Or a championship winning team. Like what I've seen over the years in ACs and Inters and Madrids, they are switched on all the time, right? As I say, even with these cup games, and I know over the years teams have been resting, and what is mostly Wenger that done all that resting thing, right? And that's why he never won the league like too much, right? Because
so I never won the league too much.
Too much? No, he didn't.
This is crazy.
But he
win it twice, three times in like 15 years.
Hang about. But his team was probably the best footballing team from absolutely 10 more of those years.
You've been the best.
So I'm thinking, imagine you're going for something, you're playing your games, but then you go, you know what? I'm gonna have a week off. How do you pick up and then go, all right, back on it?
No, but Wenger did it the different way. If you remember Arsenal in the Carabao Cup early doors, you saw all the kids. You saw Sanchez, it's where you got introduced to
Wilshere. He might have waited down the road from early.
Now he sees if these players can kind of hang in the...
I hear it.
Against
the they got man waiting to play for the shirt.
Certain players got through. Wilshere did, Hoyt. There's a few players, Gibbs, they got through because they showed we can hang in this tournament.
100%.
And that's what Wenger used it for.
Yeah, yeah. Like, fair play.
It's better than a reserve
game. But didn't win leagues.
That's what I'm saying. If I hear that, and I hear that, yeah? But that's what I'm saying. If you then... do that formula, and then you get to the semi-final. I'm asking you, do you then change it?
He never used to get to the semis.
Poet mentioned 05-06. Was it 05-06 that FA?
You got a Champions League final
day. The League Cup, Wigan beat us over two legs. I remember
when
that.
He put the strong team back in.
Yeah, when we put the strong team back in.
Mad too,
I think, I don't know what we done that Carabao when we lost to Chelsea, but I remember that being an important match when Walcott scored his first goal and Terry got hurt.
We've spoke about how strong all teams in football have become, especially the Premier League from 20 to 1. They're all strong, right? All strong teams. Do you believe now because of that, as I say, that brings the level of the League Cup up?
100%.
Now more of an illustrious,
I don't know. It depends what the next word is.
Great.
What's the next word?
What's the leader?
He is illustrious. To win. Yeah?
We illustrious.
That's a good bit of work.
We'll have it.
He's going on ChatGPT and
that's a Mobb Deep song, Illustrious. That's a cold track as well.
Bob Dylan?
Mobb Deep. Man said Bob Dylan, you know. He said Bob Dylan. I said Mobb Deep. He said Bob Dylan. This is how far we are. This is dark.
Last 5 years, every final has had big teams. Newcastle, that's not even a big team, but you're talking Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, it's big teams. Do we need to stop?
Well, what was it before? Who was
before?
Wigan, before there were Swansea's. Wigan.
Cardiff.
Birmingham.
Swansea.
Bradford.
What happened to that time?
Wenger ruined it. And now it's back.
Because really,
does that mean we need to get out of our own ways and realize this is a big cup? Or do they need to just run more money?
It's big time Arsenal.
Dan, look, it's not.
Do we need more than 100 grand for this final then?
Now you're talking. Now he's asking the right questions.
It's not a big cup here, but it's just like what Steve-O's saying, but not quite what Steve-O's saying, but Wenger spoke it. He didn't quite spoil it, but he let, growing up, we were all watching football at that time, everyone's putting your reserves out, and that's what you associate that trophy with. With
here's
reserves.
The worrying thing,
that's
then.
What you associate
is
with.
The magic of the cup gone?
No, it's not. Not no more.
There was no magic of that cup. Steve's magic.
No, but
school.
I'm saying the magic was there. Bradford, yeah, Birmingham, yeah. Cardiff, we've lost that. The whole thing about cups is that anyone can beat anyone, and now that's gone.
No, this was a real
but
domestic
when we say it's
cup.
Not a big cup, yeah.
FA if, Cup's
if
the magic.
If you're winning a Europa, was it? Euro Conference entry. It's a big cup, yeah. Gentlemen.
But hey, no one's ever said the League Cup. I've been around for 33 years, yeah, my life, yeah. No one in that time has ever called the League Cup the magic of the cup. So we're not looking for
it's
the magic
FA
of the cup. That is
it.
Just go and get yourself a cup.
Yeah.
The
FA
Cup
is the magic,
is the magic of the cup.
No,
it,
but
I
the magic
it.
Of the cup is in any cup. I get it on my level.
Because imagine if Grimsby beat Man United in the FA Cup.
It's different.
Everyone's gone mad.
Yeah, it's different because the FA Cup, you put out your strongest.
Yeah, no one really cares.
FA Cup, you always put out your strongest. You always do. Mm. No, they do. They always, from round four, they do, man. I watch it. They do. That's when the Prem gets in there.
Three and three.
Three.
Oh, three, sorry, my bad, three or four, but that's when you get in, you see the big player.
It depends who you draw, though, isn't it?
Three or four. Exactly.
So it depends who you draw.
You lot got Brighton, so you can't risk playing your kids in that.
But they do, though.
Trophy.
They have done. They have done. They have done.
Because the FA Cup is big drip.
If you were to get a check, it depends on the draw, isn't it? If you get...
MK or someone.
MK Dons at home, you're probably going to go out with a weaker side. You get me? Yeah, in whatever.
I'm going to show my age, man. I went to school when Wrexham knocked Arsenal out. Dennis Bergkamp, Paul Merson, Ian Wright. I remember this. You put out the big squad. And time ago, I'm old enough. That's the magic of the cup, though. That's the magic of the cup. Because all them big players are out, they're downplaying on the mashup pitch. The fans are right here screaming. They've never played on they turn off the heaters in the changing room.
Yeah, all of
it's
that.
All that, bro. So, you get me?
Wrexham definitely
cold
be
showers.
100%. Ask for the yellow kit with the blue arrows down it.
Magic of the cup.
That's cold.
I was man, never even bored.
That's a great team.
I was 1 year old. Depends when it was.
Yeah,
I mean, well, Bergkamp weren't there.
I think he might have been.
Method Finger was not there. I don't even know if George Graham was there.
Hey, information was all over the gap.
What you said about the magic of the cup, yeah? Because it works both ways. This is what I wanted to say. The League Cup, when you're winning, yeah, it don't matter. Rare tip. Bro, you go out to Grimsby now. it matters.
My brethren's coordinate, you know. Tyrell.
We get away with it almost from that formula that you said, but it doesn't matter until you're losing.
But what I will say is this, though. Here's a little mad thing. Half of that Grimsby team, I'm telling you, were United
youngsters.
Academy players.
Yeah. Like, that's literally. Why they were playing like that.
They were going crazy. Like
that. Was that the game where my man pulled out the board?
Yeah,
the
it went penalties. It went penalties.
You know it was
but
that game,
I feel
man.
Like none of us, I feel like no one said the magic of the cup. That,
no
that
one
very
cared,
phrase,
this is it.
That
so
very
he's right. So for Grimsby, that, what we're
but
saying.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Why? And I'm asking you, why is it not magic?
Because Kobe Mainoo don't play in the Prem, played that game 90 minutes. They don't care, I'm saying it.
No, because let me tell you the truth, yeah? Because if look at Grimsby, yeah? I don't even know who they played next round. If that was the FA Cup, though, I'd follow them until they went out.
And that's why we're saying why.
Why?
Why?
I just think it's. Remember, it's a short cup. It's short. You win, especially the Prem teams. You win two games, not even two. So as you win a game, you're in the quarterfinals or something.
No, two games.
Yeah, two games.
But then to a Prem team that's finishing mid-table.
Why were United even there?
Because we finished 15th.
Hold on,
yes.
Who did you lot play that week? Who did we play? Who did Liverpool play that week?
That round?
Yeah.
Bro, no, we were resting, bro. They had them air boots.
Oh,
in
we didn't even qualify for that one.
Man, we got Europe.
So
Europe.
What are you saying? United finished so low that they had to enter the
We threw the young boys out there.
Early.
We threw the young boys out there.
What, Sesko?
Yeah. We threw the young boys out there.
I remember when I played in the League Cup. Thanks for asking. You know what I mean? I'm here. I've all played in the League Cup.
Hey, can we get a fact check?
I was trying to talk.
Don't draw for the information. Forget about it. When, Cardiff, man.
Before
hat-trick.
You go, yeah? You don't even...
Not
you,
me. Earnshaw.
But before you... You've never mentioned that to us, bro. And that's...
Because why should I? Marks has the guy every time I mention anything.
Point,
why? No, but you've never mentioned the fact that you played in the League Cup.
Because if I played in the FA Cup, that'd be in my bio.
Exactly, bro.
No, Kareem. Kareem's there, innit? You're gonna do what Charles shit.
See? Oh! Oh!
Hey,
He said he's played in the League Cup.
Quickly.
I need you
to. He's defo has. I'm looking at it here. He lost at Blayton Orient, 21st of August, 2001. They lost 4-2 to Crystal Palace.
Who got a hat-trick?
Rob Earnshaw.
But I was in year four, bro. Who cares?
Cardiff.
No, Rob Earnshaw didn't get a hat-trick. Clinton Morrison scored two and Tommy Black scored two.
Do you know where I think the magic of the cup comes from when I'm just deepening it? This is the point that I just heard, yeah? The reason why I think the magic of the FA Cup comes into it because you can enter the FA Cup at step five of English football, you can enter the cup at step five of English football. Technically, SC Dons could enter it next season.
Yeah.
I think that's where the win is, I don't know. But I think that's where the magic of the cup comes
from. Of course.
Because them non-league teams are entering the competition and they
could get an Old Trafford draw.
They could get a draw.
Emirates.
Like Cray Valley, last year, Cray Valley got to round two. I went to watch them. They played at the Valley, away to Cholton. Round two of the FA Cup. Not to mention, I think they got 75 bags by that round. 45 bags round one.
That's almost what you get in the final for the Carabao Cup.
I've been looking, bro. That's a hustle for me.
The magic of the cup. You're right. The mental of the magic of the cup is the small teams. Yeah?
The small teams,
bro.
They
make money. If you draw a big team,
exactly.
The big team usually gives you half the gate. You never make that in a year.
Because in the FA Cup, the home team have to split the gate. Yeah, so I think that's where the magic of the cup comes from. So the Carabao Cup, what's the lowest it enters? Was it League Two?
Yeah. It's all the pros. It's all the pro teams.
It's not the
bro.
Culture, bro. It's not the people.
What have you heard? Like,
you know what I'm saying, bro? It's not the people, bro.
That ain't the West Indians Cup, man.
This is why I love having you here on this one. Like, this is why I love having people that have been involved in certain things and we ask them questions. let me ask you this, Dom. You've heard on clubs that have gone on runs, yeah? What's a good run? Like, how much could a club that enters in the fifth round?
How many rounds are there? Like,
there's
12?
12.
Like,
12.
A lot of rounds,
oh,
is
it? 12?
Sorry.
12 rounds. That's prelims, bro.
Whatever round that you lot come in, what sort of money can a club make? But if they were to get to the third round,
so
or...
We would go in at the very bottom. Yeah, whatever that is, the preliminary, third round preliminary. I think the first game you win, I think it's like, I can get it on the Google, but it's about six bills. Next round will be split. about 1,400. No, it's not split for the winning team.
So wait, you got
now
split
for
that.
A little team, that's a lot. No, for a little team at the bottom,
that's a lot.
I'm taking it all.
I think the next round's like 1,500. And then after that, you're talking about 4.5 bags.
4.5 bags?
Yes, bro.
Hey.
For little teams.
Taking it.
That's a lot. Some teams' wage budget.
Taking it all.
No.
Yeah.
But if you can get to round one, we're talking about, I'm pretty sure it's like 45 bags or something.
Hey. Yeah. It's big dough.
That's now I'm sitting in the chairman's office.
Bro.
My rent's late.
I'm telling you, yeah. So I think that's where the magic of the cup comes from.
I'm in there.
That's where the magic of the cup comes from.
You know, it's
the
smaller teams can earn a bread off that. They can that's fund the season.
That's not the gate as well, because they're going to be getting
that's,
gates
that's
as well.
That's what you get from winning the round.
The
losing team also gets paid.
Can I ask this though, boys? Like, for the top teams, like, my own question, my own mind. Is it worth the sacrifice? Like, is it worth, like, you get to the semi-finals, there's two legs, bro. Like, it's Europe. Are you mad?
And you know like, what's crazy? I guess you don't find out till you find out. Yeah. Because if you're playing in that game and Saka does his hammy,
bro.
Oh, you've lost your 100 guns down the drain.
That's why it comes down to the man them are not the bigger teams are not rating the Carabao Cup.
But they are now. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a risk of injury.
He's saying his hammy's not rating it.
But that, you see, like, the dominance of City, the start of their dominance, they were winning it a lot.
They were winning it every year.
And then, like, even, like, I swear Liverpool's the record holders of this. You get what I'm saying, innit? And when we were winning it early in our... When we were dominating the 80s, 90s, don't worry about all that.
The 80s and 90s.
not 90s, 80s, 80s, 70s.
All right, sorry, my bad. But yeah, you know, I try and put the 90s in. Yeah. 90s was pain. But
so
hold on.
So the second most.
Liverpool's won 11.
I think United's the most. I think.
Man United's won it four times, bro.
Bro, I'm grabbing that. If I'm a Prem manager, I'm grabbing the Carabao. I'm looking at
the same manager. Tear up. Do you know what it is? That was you.
Yeah, it's all you made.
That was you.
What did I do?
You responded.
This is crazy. I just told you Liverpool won it the most times. And who's won it the most times? Liverpool, get your hands up.
A man left his picture. Yeah.
Hey, put the picture down.
Oh, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah.
What he's doing is a lot of things. Yeah, if the glass smashes, that's dark.
And a man done it with a lollipop in the mouth.
Bro, we are at school.
Yeah, so Liverpool have won it 11 times.
10
times.
Do you know what it is? You can never trust Loons' stats. Loons
is,
never.
Loons has fake bikinis.
Bro, his bikinis are all
they
over
got
the
sleeves,
place.
Bro.
It's a swimsuit.
Yeah, literally.
It's crushless.
Let's go.
So, City are the second most successful club in the competition's history. Pep won 4 of those times. That's as much times as Alex Ferguson.
But Alex, I also want to point out, didn't care.
The other City managers that won that League Cup, they won it with meaty City teams, I'm guessing.
Did Mark Hughes win it? Did Mark Hughes win
it? Hughes win it?
No. And City, there was a time when City had a great team. Alan Ball, Mickey Summerby.
Where did they finish in the league?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I'm saying they probably did win a cup around that time and it might have been
a League Cup. I'm just talking, they've not always had a meaty team. I'm talking like title challenging teams, innit?
They won a league. This, no one. Mickey Summerby, Alan Ball.
All right, bro. Well,
you said the same two people.
said the same two people.
when they change, every time they change the sponsor, people care about the cup less.
Do you think?
Yeah,
that's a great point.
It's terrible. Carling Cup was half.
Coca-Cola was
it was big business.
Worthington was poor. That was poor. Worthington was poor.
No, I think Coca-Cola was maybe
Coca-Cola
its prime.
Was all right.
I think it just depends what you call the cup.
Carling Cup was serious. Carling Cup was
but
kind of serious.
But hey, but Worthington had a little...
What is Worthington?
Exactly. I don't know, but there was a Kensington feel about it.
It had a Kensington
feel. You know what I mean?
So what, if they get a new sponsor, it's the Moncler Cup now.
Okay.
If it's the Moncler Cup now, it changes. He's okay now.
Now we got to start thinking.
Man needs sponsors.
Moncler Cup.
Now it's a cup.
At least a moose. Moose Cup?
Dan, I'm sorry, but we just sat here for about, I'd say 23 to 25 minutes, yeah?
25 to 23.
We just spoke about how every team, literally in the last 5 years, has taken this Bomber Clark serious, yeah? Right?
Yeah, he's here now.
Yeah, man. And then Dan says, every time, Dan. Mark said every time they change it. So that would suggest that they've changed it to the Carabao and now they've taken it serious.
The teams or the gaffers might take it serious. I'm talking about the way that the public receive it, bro.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It was, I think he's right. I think it was, if he had a better name.
Louis Vuitton Cup.
Like, for example.
Go on.
It's a valid point.
Like, you want to win
the
that.
Reason, yeah. Like, bro, we think we're the champions of the world right now because of the World Club Cup.
Yeah, I hear it.
If it was called something different, we wouldn't
think
that.
It's all in the branding.
Nah, do you know what it is? You see, do you know what Carabao is?
It's a drink.
It's a drink.
It's energy drink.
It's a drink. What, that little
yeah. Fake it's like, it's a fake,
fake Red Bull.
Yeah, no, calm down. They're a big drink.
No, they are, but no, do you know what it is? Carabao's like, big in like Spain.
Oh,
and
yeah, we've got to keep the
like,
bag.
Yeah, America, like.
The biggest continent.
Yeah, but like, that's what's that got to do with us? That's like, if I bring you a Lay's crisp, Mugs, like, you ain't Mugs, gonna give
Mugs
a shit.
Came on, you impacted the game.
I've got a little antidote, yeah?
Antidote.
No,
one's ill, bro.
No, but I need to hear this because this is maybe what you've been doing in magician school. Go on.
So, I remember going to the Carabao Cup. I want to say, probably you could shout from behind. What year was it, 2021? 2018, Bomber Clark.
Shout from
2018. All right. So I remember going to the Carabao Cup. I was doing a little bit of work there. And I remember waiting in the hallway. and Arsenal had just lost to City. And Jack Wilshere walks out, and Jack gave me a shirt. He gave me the shirt. Stunk. It absolutely stunk, yeah, because he had worked hard that game. But let me tell you one thing.
Shut up, man.
He was well upset. So just to add to this thing that when Loon sat here, Loon said, players don't care. Players don't care. I'm telling you, yeah, from the horse's mouth, Mr. Jack Wilshere, straight after the game, was pissed.
That's, like I said, you don't care
horse's
till you
mouth,
lose.
I don't like
don't
that
care till
one
you
either.
Lose, bruv.
That's it. That's just a little anecdote for you.
Even where Arsenal are now, it will help you not kick on for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
no, 100%.
These players that ain't won nothing. When Mourinho was at United, with them young boys, Lingard, Rashford and all that, no experience of winning anything, got them the Carabao.
Yeah.
Him up. Used to winning, used to trophy parties. I think we went on one Europa that year as well. You get what I'm saying?
You look around the change room and you ask yourself, who's won things?
Yeah, bro, we was here last season.
Who's even capable?
This exact place, in the title run, with the semi-finals of the League Cup ahead. And we want last season, this season to be different from last season. So they're probably going to want to go win that cup, bro.
Do you think Arteta cares about the trophy or he's putting the message across?
We've celebrated pretty hard when we won that penalty shootout, bro. So I think there's a little bit, like, there's a difference. Like, we want to win every game. Yeah, we want to win now. We're not, you see me and the boys, like, you've seen the sports day. We're not the same. You understand,
but
bro?
Do you know what I'll say, yeah? Arteta is
a vampire.
Is a region, innit? Like Pep's kind of made him. So he's made him know. He's given him certain yeah. traits where he's just like,
that
win every
yeah,
game.
Win
like,
yeah, win yeah.
Maybe it is beginning to click in Arteta's head. He might not have all of it.
Change the mindset of your fans. Change the mindset of Lippi and them, man.
Can't change
you know what I'm saying?
My mindset is elite. My mindset is so elite, bro.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's Arsenal fans, isn't it? They are deluded, bro, by nature.
We're fried.
They think they don't have to win any of these cups. They just want to win the league.
And that's why they finished second.
And Champions League.
But Dan, but it's like a bit of the kettle calling it blue right now. Not, it's not black. It's a bit off. and what I'm saying is, you're a Chelsea fan who also needs to get some silverware.
I don't need to.
So... do you need to win it?
I don't need to win anything. Okay. I'm a champion of the world right now.
Not for real. No, he's not lying because let's have it right. All of those players that were at that championship all celebrated like their life depended on it. So when Chelsea win it, I know it meant something because all them players, I know you're going to say
just
it was money.
Win it, bro. We battered PSG.
Yeah, you've done your thing.
Like, that's it. We are the best team in the world. We just have trouble showing it sometimes.
You know what? I hear it, man.
Mm-hmm.
World champions, bro. You can't.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. Hear it. So hard to.
Is it really
that.
The world, though?
Huh?
Yeah.
Who else?
Was the whole world?
In that. Hell
come on, bro.
Liverpool weren't there.
I'm saying some big teams weren't in that tournament.
It was the world, bro.
It was the world.
It was, innit?
It was the world.
The planet Earth.
You weren't the moon.
Like,
anyway. We saw some controversy in the Liverpool Fulham game the other day. Offside decisions. Haider had his own VAR analysis,
bro,
that it's been showing us.
Mental.
But Arsene Wenger, you said, destroyed the League Cup, is about to destroy the offside rule.
Or make it better.
We'll see. He said he wants to... The Wenger rule could be implemented. He's proposed a change to the offside rule.
What is the change?
The change would allow attackers to be considered onside if any part of their body is in line with the last defender.
So we're going back to daylight.
Okay, I like that.
So you can leave your foot.
No, listen, yeah, listen.
I like that.
Remember that. I hate all these rules because I heard there's a rule right now that it's 5 centimeters.
Apparently, yeah. I didn't even know.
Lewis,
so
Lewis
you can be onside
though.
Or offside at the same time. And it's basically, it means that whoever's sitting there at Stockley Park can make the decision on whether it's offside
if
or not.
If right now your hand is offside, are you offside?
No, it's not, it's not a body
not a part
you can play.
You can score with. But listen,
I'll take a step back.
While the offside is given to the millimeter in other competitions, such as the Champions League, the Premier League VAR system operates with a tolerance of up to 5 centimeters.
Too big.
Too big, effectively the width of the green line. I think that context makes it make a little bit more sense. But what I saw from Wurtz,
that was longer than
he
5 centimeters.
He was past the line, fam.
Do you think they've said that to cover their own back?
I think they're making up the rules.
This was a video before that the video that I saw explaining this that Loons has showed me was set.
They're basically saying the grass was cut wonky. Yeah, effectively is what. From that Wurtz one.
Do you, boys, I don't know if Greg, GPO, with this look. Do you remember when strikers? Do you remember when strikers used to do like
bend the run? Why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just say?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
he stood up to fart, innit?
We're gonna be like, literally. I remember Michael Owen.
It's
the next one.
Michael
now.
Owen literally waiting for the ball, leaning like this. Then the ball went. Then he's off.
Leaving the leg like it's a relay. But if you
is that
Arsene Wenger
saying we're bringing that back?
Yeah. I don't mind that. I don't mind that because I remember daylight. The daylight rule was one of the most controversial rules ever because, like, not only are they facing different directions, like the striker's body language is going that way, the defender's trying to go up. There's daylight already. Like, we've got, like, it's crazy. But I like it. I like the fact that it might keep defenders more honest as well.
Listen, Wenger is advocating for this because he feels that it aims to promote more attacking play and reduce controversies relating to offside decisions, especially with the use of VAR. There's something else fried that Wenger wants to do with football. What is it? I think there was a more fried Simbin thing he wanted to do. Is that what it was?
I agree with that. I agree with Simbin.
But Lippy, I don't think this is fried. I think this...
No,
like,
this is good. This brings it back
to, as I say, like, we pay money. I don't know if you lot ain't, none of you are season ticket holders, are you? None of you actually go and watch a club. But I pay money to go and watch my club. And when I want to go and watch them, I want to see more goals. And at the moment, like, it's very defensive. Teams, it's like chess. It's like American football, so to speak. And that's why teams like Arsenal and are doing these set pieces. Now, I'm not a fan. No, I'm not a fan. Of set pieces. I like a good set piece. I'm a fan.
Could have just said that. I'm not a fan.
That's the double it and times it by two.
I'm a fan of set pieces. So I'm not against it. Yeah.
We want to see more goals.
Anymore? Yeah. And
I've got a question here. So look, obviously we want to see more goals. We want to put an advantage back into the attacker.
Yes.
Like that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's stupid when they're offline just from like a flipping nose hair and stuff like that. But with the new roles or what you don't want to see, yeah, would you say then that, would you prefer that versus goal was like legit, legal? Or is that gap too much?
I want them to stop cheating because I can see there's so many times where they're cheating in front of my eyes and drawing these lines and hoping that, and then they don't show a certain angle and then they do that 3D thing where they get the guy, put the fake wall.
And then there's and not then even the lines on that.
Like, I want them to stop lying to us. Man, we can see.
Don't you think, as a West Ham fan, don't you think the lower down the table clubs will suffer from this? I think they'll suffer.
Don't you feel like we've lost the dark arts in football?
Yeah!
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of liked it sometimes when I would see an offside goal.
Yeah.
We still are.
But we've lost the dark arts.
Wait, since VAR, let me answer this one, Lips. Since VAR, there's been no team in the Premier League 24 that have had more decisions against than West Ham.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
But that's probably also, everyone's always attacking you though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that ain't true.
Every team's always threatening to score against you. That's why.
That ain't true.
Or it's not even true.
You are a madman,
bro. Hey, can I say something? What Mamba Clark, man? What am I to you lot?
Yeah, no, offside.
We're close. So it's Wolves. So to answer your question, sorry, the point is, no, the lower teams might actually benefit.
Do you reckon?
Because the lower teams are getting attacked more.
I don't think there's a problem with the rules. It's just that the interpretation of rules.
It's the people in Stockley Park.
If the rule is that, it's fine. But then there's always something that goes wrong with that rule, which is why they have to change it again. Yeah. We're going back to daylight. That's the most dangerous thing we've ever seen.
Mate, an extra inch matters.
Yeah, but it's better though, man. They're ruling out perfectly good goals. Yeah. What was it? United, we went to Emirates under Ten Hag. Garnacho won us the game.
Offside, bro.
Are you crazy?
About?
It was like a...
He was on.
Minuscule.
And you see how they done the line? They just done it quick.
Crazy.
And moved on.
Oh, that's why I'm saying, do you see this 5 centimetres here or there? That is just a foot. How many goals have been ruled off
that big
or on? Huh?
I'm about 5 more than you.
That is crazy.
Bro,
what are
you on?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, man.
You're not me.
Yeah?
You're rebuttled.
All right, come on, go.
But yeah, it's dangerous, bro. Going back to,
I think since the start of VAR, that's the most blatant offside.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
We've seen.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Worse couldn't believe it. As soon as he scored, you saw the whistle. He was like,
bro, we're looking at the line.
The line's on the pitch.
And he's
the caretaker made sure there was lines on the pitch.
Pass.
And then they didn't use them, bro.
And do you know what a man's saying? It's the camera angle. That line don't move, bro.
They well, your camera, grass, HAR was good. You're the one you showed us.
HAR.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we need to go back to having... I like VAR now, but I don't like it when it's used...
It still causes, you know what it is? The biggest thing I was worried about with VAR, that we weren't going to be able to argue anymore. We weren't going to be able to go to a pub and have an argument. You know what I mean? And
I think the argument is worse now.
Yeah, so I love it. I'm here for it.
That's
what I'm here for.
Go to a pub and
you wouldn't have an argument.
Straight enough.
That's it.
That's
he's
what
so
he
honest.
Yeah.
He's a proper hammer.
That's what I'm saying. They've removed the dark arts, bro. The dark arts has been taken away. I love it even to this day when we score an own
you're
an offside goal.
You do.
Yeah, you're a proper cheat.
He's a proper
cheat. Eddie Guerrero. We lie, we cheat, we
still. Yeah.
You know that, Lippy? We lie, we cheat, we still.
Yeah. We lie, Eddie Guerrero. Yeah.
From a playing perspective.
When it's in your favour,
so
when it's against you.
But do you know what I don't like? I don't mind offsides and that goal line stuff. But you know, like when you go back retrospectively and you look at a challenge, you slow anything down.
Yeah.
And you analyze it. It looks crazy.
Has it not taken, like you just said, we were just talking about the entertainment out of the game where we score a goal, they look back at the replay and you're like, oh my days,
that
he
was well
is
off.
Offside.
Well off.
He's well off. But when's the last time you said that?
He's well off.
Yeah, bro, a man are celebrating like,
this is it.
We've lost
bro. We're back.
Are we?
He was well off.
Number 34. His leg touches number 10.
You know what's crazy though? Like,
valid point.
So obviously, there's been a case against Barcelona recently, right?
I can't believe no one's talking
about it. All right, okay. I am. I'm talking
bro,
about
it's mad. It's mad.
Barcelona are in trouble. Like, since 1990.
No, 2002 to 2018.
One second. Since 1992, nothing happened. But then in 2002. Let me land, man. Just let me land, please.
Let him land. He saved it.
So yeah, since what you said, they're bringing it back because there's been some madness, like against Chelsea.
Exactly.
It's a disgrace.
Not just Chelsea, especially in the league.
That was Chelsea versus Barca was.
Yeah.
So my point is, let me land. So Barcelona, they're cheating. Yeah, they're cheating. So what I'm saying is,
sorry, let Hyde just do this because I feel like he's got it.
They've been found guilty of paying the head of the referees committee for La Liga from 2002 to 2018, which is coincidentally when Ronaldo left the league, but they paid him £7.7 million over them
years. There you go.
Some of the payments that they've all been to court, by the way. Luis Enrique went court.
Someone's been bagged already.
They asked him, why did you pay the referee £80,000 worth of aloe vera?
Aloe vera.
The president was like, I don't know, I can't remember.
My man's leg was dry, innit? He needed it.
And Barcelona's defense is the referee was giving us reports on matches he'd refed us. They asked the managers at the time, did you ever receive a refereeing report? They were like, no.
Yeah.
And this is all in court. This has been happening.
So what I wanted to say to that is, when you then see a Wirtz goal like that, that is blatantly offside.
Liverpool's paying them.
He's actually done that. They've gone up, Stockley, all of that. They've gone through it and they still give it.
Yeah, but
red.
You would be stupid to think that.
Red.
Listen, like, you'd be stupid to think that there's not corruption in football.
At this level, 100%.
Come on, it's 100%. Too much money in this sport. Yeah. Chelsea would have maybe 3-4 Champions Leagues.
You probably would.
If it weren't for Barcelona.
United as well.
United too. So what, should we just make it as long as their feet's in line?
What do you mean?
Like, because if I'm leaning forward to run, and it's just like my little shoulder on my arm, or even just a little piece of my head, but my feet's in line with
the bench,
I should be onside.
No, but that's what Wenger's saying.
It's a cross, yeah? And you head that cross, and your head's over here, and your feet are back there. It's kind of, you get me? But now with the daylight,
should it be the
that
planted
be onside,
foot?
Bro.
Maybe it should be onside. The planted foot, the foot that's on the grass.
I think the foot planted.
Wenger's saying any part of the body, that could be your toe. As
Wenger,
long as
you know
in
what
line.
I know what Wenger is. Wenger's like, you know what?
Literally, yeah.
Tony Blair's
like
doing the same thing for the UN right now. Just causing a shitstorm, bro. And Wenger knows what he's doing. He just wants to see football go crazy. He wants to see it like Quidditch. Like, he just wants
madness. I feel like a lot of it is PTSD as well from his manager days, because he went and took the highest job in FIFA where he's able to change these rules.
Is that FIFA?
Because he used to say Ferguson cheats this, that, refs, that. So I feel like it's a personal thing as well.
Interesting.
Man, like Wenger, you know, still trying to ting.
End of the episode.
Yeah. Filthy. Yeah, fuck, now I'm joking. So,
what else has been going on?
There's been other scores going on. Chip V's ambush. I believe it's 1-1. Yeah, that's my input. It's an ongoing game. It's an ongoing game. 2-2. No, I'm
saying there's been two.
Yeah, exactly.
There's been four.
Exactly. So a tune and a tune. That's one round. A tune and a tune. That's one round. Tune V's a tune.
Okay.
So it's two rounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah,
so it's, what do you reckon?
Bro, you're making, I can't sit at this table near him.
He's
making me dumb.
He's a madman.
He's making me dumb.
He's rubbing off on you.
You're right.
One thing I will say, he ain't got much right this episode. But fingering is a lost art.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lost art.
Now we got to get back to it.
We got to get back to it. Yes. The game's gone. The kids are running around with zombie knives.
Amen.
Like, the VARs mess up everything. And as soon as, it's like, since we stopped fingering.
Everything went left.
Everything just went left.
Yeah, man.
So that's all I want to say.
Okay. Lockdown. They shut down the whole world. What else needs to come back though, quickly?
Licking bum.
Dry sex. I was gonna say that.
I think dry sex. Can you stop pretending like that ever left your wheelhouse?
Bro, I think they gotta bring back, now that I think about it, Dexter's Laboratory.
Just the whole Cartoon Network.
Mandark was cold. When they were fighting with robots.
Some of the programs, man, like Goosebumps.
Remember the books?
Hey, what man about Goosebumps?
Remember the books?
Serious.
And like, they had a green cover and they had bubbles on them.
Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Are You Afraid of the Dark was proper.
Hey, that was the
Crystal Maze.
Crystal Maze.
Krypton Factor.
They try to replace it with Fort Boyard.
What, Fort Boyard?
Takeshi's Castle.
Fort Boyard.
They try to replace Crystal Maze with Fort Boyard. And my man gave some dumb riddles.
This is a controversy one, but I want Barrymore back.
Michael Barrymore, man.
He was, yo.
Use your finger to like, comment, and subscribe.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.